Hello?
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 My name is Liz and I'm calling from Opinion Research.
On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. And is this Jesus Castillo?
Yes.
I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
25 years.
Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Bricklayer, PCC restoration, refractory bricklayer, stonemason, tile or marble finisher?
Marble finisher.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm a marble finisher.
Thank you. And on the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journey-level mechanic, or foreman?
I'm a journeyman helper.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working on a trade?
Yes.
Thank you. And approximately, how many weeks have you been unemployed that is unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
I was off for about a month. I just started this week.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No, I don't work for non-union.
Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously consider dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get a sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same as there were this time last year?
I would say fewer.
Thank you. And do you get a sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time this last year?
About the same.
Thank you. Yes or no, do you get a sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
Thank you. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
Okay, and yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about the last job that you worked, on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through the federal government, through your local government, or you don't know?
Don't know.
Okay, thinking more generally about the economy and the jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same or more unemployment than now?
About the same.
Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that they're in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I would say stay about the same.
Thank you. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people in the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, or dust, or quality, or air quality? Or you don't have any real safety concerns on the job?
I don't have any right now.
Okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
Yes, in person or online?
In person.
Thank you. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the last, in the past 12 months. Union organizing. Yes or no?
No.
Okay. What about political canvassing?
No.
What about picketing?
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
Thank you. And changing the subject to the war beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you're most likely to get your news from to the ones that you're least likely to get your news from. Radio, internet, or social media, local TV news, print or online newspaper, friends or and neighbors, or cable news?
Friends and neighbors.
Okay, and what is next? Radio, internet, or social media, local TV news, print or online newspapers, or cable news?
Local news.
Okay, and what is next? Radio, social media, newspaper, or cable news?
Social media.
Okay, and what is next? Newspaper, cable news, or radio?
Newspaper.
Okay, and what's next? Radio or cable?
Radio.
Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Jobs in the economy, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, or support for labor unions?
Support for labor unions.
Thank you. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of David Bacon standards to the federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, not lately.
Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all? Not so important, somewhat important, or very important that the federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe that the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act? Democrats or Republicans?
Republicans.
Thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the UAW?
GM.
GM more, much more, or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden is doing with each of the following. His job as president overall, approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
Okay, what about healthcare?
Somewhat.
What about the economy?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
What about foreign affairs?
Somewhat.
What about support and labor unions?
Strongly.
Strongly disapprove or strongly approve?
Improve.
Approve?
Yes.
Okay, and what about immigration?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the elections for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50?
Probably.
Okay, and if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Republican.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from the union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes.
Okay. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
What's that? Hello?
How could the union best improve its representation and service?
I think they're doing good.
You don't think there's nothing to improve?
What's that?
You don't think there's nothing to improve?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Thank you. And
what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
I don't have a problem with them.
Do you think that you should be working on something important right now?
I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One moment, please.
And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, email, text, union meetings, or job site?
Mail.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year? A couple of times a year, once a year or never?
Couple of times.
Thank you. And now I'd like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican or Democrat?
What is this all in regards to?
What do you mean in regards of?
This is from the union, correct?
I'm calling on behalf of, I mean, our client is the BAC.
Okay. Republican.
Thank you. Again, would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
Hispanic and Native American.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, may I please have your first name?
Jesus.
Okay. Thank you. That concludes with our survey. I thank you for your time. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. Bye.